Hey everyone, good morning. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show, where the Teach Better team gets to join you live every single morning at 7 a.m. Eastern. My name is Ray Hewart. Joshua Stamper is in the house, and we're excited to be streaming on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and LinkedIn, as well, of course, as being an episode of Teach Better Talk podcast. If you have not gone over to YouTube and subscribed to the Teach Better channel, you should go do that. And or if you're a podcast listener, head over to wherever you enjoy your podcast. For me personally, it's Apple Podcasts, and go subscribe to Teach Better Talk. Even if you catch the show in different locations, that will help you make sure you never, ever, ever miss an episode. And then you can binge them if you ever, you know, like go a week and you're off your routine. You can go over there and listen to them all in one. So we will be right back as we dive into obviously a fun conversation. And if you have any questions that you want us to consider, feel free to put them in the chat. We'll do our best to support you. We'll be right back. Good morning, everyone. My name is Ray Hewart and Joshua Stamper's in the house again. Josh, I love doing the Today Show with you. How are you?
Good morning, Ray. Oh, I'm phenomenal. I get to spend the morning with you. That's going to make a great day for me.
I just really appreciate you being here. I do want to know what number of cup of coffee you're on. Like, I know it's early, but you are a coffee drinker. I do know that about you. And like, are you on your first cup, second cup, sixth cup?
No, actually, I've been trying to decrease my coffee consumption. Oh, no. So, but I'm still at two cups a day and they're pretty large. I mean, you've seen my mugs, right? I mean, I've shown on the show the large amount of coffee I drink. So even two cups is probably more than the average person.
So what were you at and where are you at now? Like when you say decrease to two cups, where are we starting from?
Yeah, I'm usually one or two cups, but they're pretty large. Okay. But I was drinking like throughout the day. So, I mean, it was just like the cup is never, or the mug is never empty type of situation.
Fair enough. Fair enough. That's kind of what it's like when I go out to dinner with my parents, except it's with wine.
Hey, to each their own. And I kind of support that.
No, I'm just saying if for any of you that someday meet, you know, my parents, my recommendation is to not ever drink wine with them because your wine is never empty. So you can't actually count how many glasses you've had and then you can't drive home. So I'm not saying they're pushers. I'm just saying they're really rough to party with. So it is what it is. But
they're very social people.
They're very social. It might be too early to maybe be to discussing wine. We'll keep it to coffee. I know Katie always said she drank a pot of coffee. And I was like, that is not helpful to have me measure because you technically could fill the pot as much as you wanted and call it a pot of coffee. Like, do you fill it to the top?
I just visualize her drinking the pot. I don't know why.
Like a cartoon.
Yeah. Just, I mean, some mornings I feel like that.
Yeah. And I know Jeff specifically does like those K-cups. So he could actually measure per K-cup. So that's good.
We've got the K-cups also in rotation. Oh. And, you know, now with the holiday, we got to have the Christmas blend. And, you know, so we're a little addicts with this holiday season with the holiday blend specifically.
That makes sense. So it's interesting. I know at some point we need to talk about holidays. We can do it now if we want to. But just an awareness of all the holidays happening was like the goal. I was like, oh, we should talk about that on the show. And I even like looked up what the holidays are going on in December. So none of you have to do it. And we can get into that. But the reason I'm bringing it up right now, Josh, is because as somebody who doesn't celebrate Christmas, I have had Christmas music blaring in the kitchen. I have had my like holiday candles. You're talking about like holiday blends. Those are usually like a Christmas blend. I am such a nut for this season, even though it's not my holiday. I love, like, lights are up. I'm so happy. Like, lights are going. I love it. I love when people have something to celebrate and they're joyful. It's so fun.
That's what I've been screaming, right? On this show and other places. I mean, I just find joy in all of these things. So I mean, why not lean into it a little bit? So yeah, I think I talked about this with Jeff was, you know, we have multiple trees, we have the lights up, and this was like well before Thanksgiving. So I know I'm in the minority, but with COVID, we started this tradition of like, as soon as Halloween is done, starting to slowly pull things out. And it's a joyous time. We all find joy in it. And now my kids are actually the catalyst of this. Like I was actually kind of pumping the brakes this year, but they were determined, and so much so my oldest daughter, she started just pulling stuff out. She was just like, she put up one of the Christmas trees, the lights and the whole nine yards. So, I mean, I guess I'm passing that tradition down.
Yeah, I have to say, I know that every single family has their own traditions that they lean into when you put up the Christmas lights, when you celebrate. I just have to say, if you are in a household where Christmas lights or lights in general, I should have just said string lights. String lights are a part of your celebration. The more quickly you put them up, the better for me. So that's what I want to emphasize. So it doesn't matter what you celebrate, but if you're putting string lights up, just know I appreciate you because I think that they are stunning. When you are walking in the downtown area or driving in the neighborhood, oh my God. Like our neighborhood just started where the bottoms of the trees and the tops of the trees all match. And so as you drive through the neighborhood, each street kind of like adjusts. It's literally like driving through a wonderland. It's amazing.
Well, Ray, I would say that it's pretty fun at the school level too. Like I remember we used to do grade level competitions for hallways, and like it changed just the whole feeling of the building. It was a lot of fun for those like 3 weeks right before the holiday break to have, you know, winter themes, and like, you know, every year was different, but you know, it was something that kind of was a decompressor of just like the stress of like, you know, all the due dates and the tests and things that typically come at the end, grades were due, you know, that kind of stuff. But like, it was a time that teachers and students got to like come together and like have a fun competition. And it changed like every hallway into this magical like winter land. It was awesome.
Yeah, I love, and you guys know this, I love any opportunity to celebrate anything. And then also I love when schools especially, but just holistically, we can create those kind of magical moments just because I love that they're a little bit of a surprise, keeps people engaged. And then, I don't know, you get to tear it down and do something new. So it's kind of exciting. You know, Josh, this does blend in perfectly because I didn't want to necessarily do a whole episode on it. We'll do something else as we get into our team talk here in a bit. But just a reminder that, you know, you have a classroom full of different types of students, no matter where you are around the world, even if your assumption that 100% of students probably celebrate the exact same things, the exact same ways. The typical thing to consider is that that's probably not the case. You probably have students that are either more quiet, that you're unaware of the types of holidays that they celebrate, and or they do celebrate the same holidays, but they do them differently. Just being aware this season that not everybody will celebrate the same types of things in the same way, and wanting to also take this as a learning opportunity to teach about the diversity that exists in our world. So Josh, I was really lame. I typed this into Google, didn't get a good answer, and then went to ChatGPT. And I just typed in, what are all the religious holidays happening this year in December? And then it gave me like this really long list. And then I said, yeah. And then I was like, it kind of put it in paragraph form. So I still in ChatGPT was like, hey, can you separate this into the list? And it only gave me the top three. And the reality is that there's a lot more holidays than just three, like a ton.
Oh, for sure.
So then I went again into ChatGPT and said, are there any other holidays in December outside of the three you listed above? And they gave me even more. So some things that we might want to consider as we're headed into December is not only being aware that there's so many different events going on, but maybe even being a little bit more aware of when they are. So maybe we have a natural learning opportunity to mention it. So for example, this is streaming on the 6th of December. Hanukkah starts tomorrow night. Very excited about that. And, but there's a lot more. So obviously we have Christmas on December 25th. A lot of people will be celebrating that in very, very different ways. I feel like I've even learned this year, Josh, that I don't mean to sound stupid saying this. I probably shouldn't have even started the sentence, but I didn't understand that people that weren't Christian sometimes still celebrate Christmas because they see it as an American holiday.
Correct.
Which is super interesting. So like, again, depending on, you know, some people might celebrate Christmas. In my household, we never did. Like, that was never something. We always celebrated it as something that someone else was celebrating that we got to partake in, which was kind of cool. I love it.
Sure.
Obviously, Hanukkah is starting. Hanukkah changes every single year. This year, it's very early. So it is happening tomorrow, December 7th. And we'll go on for 8 days. Super early. Last year, it coincided with Christmas. I love when that happens. This year, it's weeks before. So kind of fun. There is a Muslim holiday that I don't know what this is. So I'm going to have to, you know, reach out to my friends that are, that have a Muslim background. And I can spell it for you, but I will butcher the name. It's M-A-W-L-I-D, Maulid, A-L-N-A-B-I, Al-Nabi. Anyway, the dates vary also in December. It's very similar to the Jewish calendar where those dates, I'll have to look up when that is, but what an exciting opportunity. There's a few Buddhist holidays coming up, one of which is coming up here December 8th. And that is a really cool, like, historical Buddha holiday. So I'm excited to see with that. Obviously, we have Kwanzaa starting. Kwanzaa is something a lot of people also celebrate. That's honoring African heritage and culture. We have an ancient Roman festival, which looks like it might be affiliated with Christmas just a bit. Saturnala? I've never heard of it. Is that something you've heard of, Josh?
No.
Cool. Well, it's honoring the god Saturn, the god of Saturn, with a Roman influence, with some influence of Christian traditions. Kind of interesting. Okay. Looks like that's happening December 17th. We have the winter solstice coming. So just lots of fun opportunities here. There's so many different cultures and religions that we have an opportunity to learn about and celebrate. So again, sorry, Josh, to blab on about this. You know, I just love this reminder.
Hey, I learned something too. There were probably half the list I've heard of before that you read off. And then there's more that I need to discover myself. So
every year I'm surprised with, like, oh my gosh, I feel like I Google this kind of list every year with a reminder, obviously, for the Teach Better community, but also a reminder for me. Cause again, any opportunity I have to celebrate and, like, cheers to something, I'm in.
Yep.
And every year there's like a new holiday that I either missed previous years, or maybe it came from something that I hadn't learned about before. So just lots of opportunities. So as we kind of transition this conversation, I'd love to challenge all of you to do a little audit of what might be going on in the world and take opportunities to celebrate, not only in your classroom, but also with your families. And then, Josh, I got a big old question for you today to discuss Team Talk. So we'll be right back. Thank you for sticking with us on the Teach Better Today morning show. We are headed into our Team Talk section, which is where we're getting into some educational food for thought. And Josh, I have one for us today. I really want to talk about moods. Are you ready?
I don't know. It depends on where you're going with this.
I know. I haven't talked to you about this. So if I say the word moods, what comes to mind as far as the word mood? What do you think of?
A mood ring?
Oh, like a mood ring. Yeah, I like that. And a mood ring is kind of actually exactly where we're headed, because a mood ring is kind of bringing awareness in some way to what your mood is, right? You put on a ring and it turns different colors. And in theory, it's supposed to, right? It's supposed to tell you, like, what your mood is.
In theory, yes.
I feel like mine was always
or maybe purple. You're cold.
Yeah, it was like you're cold or you're hot, but whatever. So I want to discuss mood trackers. Have you ever tracked your mood in a mood tracker?
Me personally, no.
Okay, so that is kind of where I wanted to take this conversation because I've had some dialogue recently with a few different people in the education community and not. They're talking about stress, which I know we've mentioned previously on the show. And I mean, gosh, it's December. We're all very aware of stress. And there was a little bit of a awareness factor that came up in conversations that I was having of sometimes we feel as though things are better than they are or worse than they are just based on our perception, right? I for me specifically, I like to over dramatize things in general. Now I'm over dramatizing moods. And a suggestion that a counselor made to me recently was kind of tracking my moods 3 times a day in some sort of notebook. I know you'll see this a lot in health journals. And to take a little bit of a better picture of how you're actually feeling and have a little bit more of a visual representation. Maybe it's not all bad as much as it feels like it may be, or I'd love to hear your thoughts on this from a social and emotional perspective, or obviously from a father perspective as well.
Well, when you started talking about, the moods and whatnot, I was thinking like emotional colors in the sense that we do that with our students all the time, as far as like, we used to do at the campus level morning check-in with our students. And a lot of times we associate colors with how they're feeling to give them like a non-threatening way to communicate that. So essentially it's a very similar concept. It's just a matter of taking a snapshot, like you said, 3 times a day. And I love this concept because I talk about reflection all the time, as far as especially with our leaders, and this would give us an opportunity to kind of go back and to see, are there any trends? I mean, I'm a data guy too, so like going through and tracking, like, okay, well, in the month of December, I'm lower with my mood than I typically am throughout the year. Why is that? And kind of addressing, are there some things in my life that I need to put in place for my mental health and for my emotions and my mood? So yeah, I think as far as being diligent with that, I think that's super healthy. I think anytime that you can reflect on just your emotions and your well-being, and you even talked about like the physical aspect too. Like you could probably do that, like, hey, I just exercise, my mood's increased, it's better. I probably should consistently do that every day. Like I think there's some things that you could look at with that snapshot. So yeah, I love that concept.
If any of you are interested in a mood tracker, I feel like there's some basics that we can suggest. And then obviously there's so many different ways you can take it, depending on how specific or non-specific you want to be. For me, Josh, I always love an easy routine. I need
Yes.
something consistent and I need it to be as simple as humanly possible. So the suggestion that was made to me was to get a sheet of paper. I opted for a dotted sheet of paper because I wanted some lines, but not lots of lines, because getting lame. And then I chose 4 highlighter colors and I labeled them with kind of what that symbol would be. So I think I have everything from red being angry, frustrated, high anxiety. Blue was sad, depressed. Green was happy, joyous, and then I did like a almost like a it was like a dark purple, and it was just like average, like feeling fine. Nothing too dramatic. And then 3 times a day, morning, midday, and evening, I was told to put like a just a line of color, and the date would be 3 boxes that it would be today, 3 times a day. Did the colors stay consistent? Did they change? Whatever. For an educator that might be commuting to work, actually the suggestion was to keep it in your car. It should be a space that's private. Nobody else needs to see it. And in theory, it would be something that you, at the end of your workday, document that period of time. And then in the morning, you could document how your evening went the previous day and how your morning is feeling the current morning that you're in, and kind of do it for a few weeks. Just to have a better visual. For me, I'm all visual, but a better visual of what things actually look like. And what I like about that, Josh, is it could lead us to believe that things are actually better than we might feel, which is something to celebrate. Or it could lead to, hey, it looks like I'm struggling. Now, what steps can I take? And now I know what emotion I'm looking to tackle, right? I think sometimes when we feel overwhelmed or like we need support, we don't even know where to begin. But if I can say, gosh, Josh, I've been tracking my emotions and it looks like I'm angry and anxious, like more often than I'd like to, I'm seeing this pink color a lot, then I can go seek support with that in mind, in a lot of different areas to continue to enhance my, you know, lifestyle.
Yeah. I want to highlight the easy part that you said. I know you were kind of knocking yourself for it, but there's a lot of research out there. And James Clear is one of them that talks about this all the time, is like, if you want to establish a healthy habit and something that's going to stick, you need to make it easy. So like whatever is going to get in the way of potentially that habit, you need to like clear that out. So easy is good, right? Don't knock yourself on that one.
I like easy. I like colors. I like simple. I need something that I can like also mess up a little bit. Like I haven't tracked my mood this morning yet, but I'll be like, oh, I'll either do it at lunch or a little later. I can remember that, you know, this morning was, you know, this type of way. So yeah.
Hopefully I brought a little green to your life, right? That's my
goal. So it's really funny you say that, because I feel like I totally am in a spot where I'd be like, oh, it was a great morning. I almost feel like now I want to maybe add a note every so often, which I guess with a highlighter color, I could like jot a note to be like, why was it green? Well, it wasn't green because it was easy to pick up my outfit or that I got to sleep in, but it was green because I got to hang out with our Teach Better community. I got to hang out with Josh. Like that to me is good information, right?
Well, let's do a little inventory now. If you're watching in the comments, if you want, you know, if you're okay with it, throw a color in there. What color are you right now?
Let us know. And if you find that you need more colors or less colors, this is all about what serves you. There's not a wrong way to do it. Most of the mood trackers that I looked up as options on like Pinterest, I Googled stuff, was emojis. You could do anything. For me, the markers were like simple. So it'll be good.
Well, knowing your art background, that makes complete sense.
I just want to doodle. So anyway, I'm excited for all of us to just continue to do an audit of what makes us happy. And if we need support, to be aware of what type of support we need. Josh, thanks for talking through this with me. You're always somebody that I feel like I can be vulnerable with and talk about, you know, colors and moods. Why not?
I love it. And I actually was thinking like how I can maybe implement this, you know, in a simple way for myself too. So maybe I'll be tracking my moods with color. I think I just want to doodle too.
You just want to doodle. It's fine. I've been doing watercolor as my doodle outlet recently. So doodle away.
I love seeing that on social media. It's my favorite.
So good. All right, friends, enjoy the rest of your morning. If there is anything we can do for you, including support your mood to be a little bit better, please reach out. Josh and I are here to always support you, as well as, of course, the Teach Better team, even though Katie's on maternity leave and technically isn't around. She is constantly in the comments and participating. So we're always here.
We need to she needs to relax. She needs to get some rest. I know that's hard, but still.
Josh, you saw that. I accidentally texted the group text yesterday and said, okay,
she's the first one to respond.
I know, guys. Okay. I was trying to text Josh to be like, hey, about the show. And I don't know how this happened, but I accidentally texted like a group of us, which was Josh, Katie, Jeff, me, whatever. And Katie was the first to respond. I'm like, Katie, go away. You're not working.
You're like, go to bed.
Go to bed.
She's like, all right, yeah, friends. Right.
I know. We hope you have a great day and get a good night's sleep, because, you know, Katie Miglin's not getting it right now. Bye, guys. Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.